Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Welcome to Share Talk this morning, Dave. Dave Bramhill, Uni and Jack Oyle.
Morning. How are you?
It's been a little while since we've caught up.
A month.
You've just come out with an RNS this morning, West Newton Farming Agreement.
Yeah, we signed that.
It's a big RNS, and I don't think the markets have seen it.
They probably have. I think, you know, times have changed. You need results. We've done the deal. Everything looks fine. Should all being well, Q1 drill. If it goes according to plan, we've got ourselves a nice owner there, a good company.
Why all of a sudden have you've gathered momentum because you've seemed to have put
deals in place. You say that, I put it down to just good luck, because as you know, Alex, we've suffered the last 18 months with the Ressort planning situation, a great discovery, and we can't get the oil out of the ground. There's been, you know, protests. We can talk about Ressort later on, I'm sure, anyway. But you've had an awful oil price for the last 18 months. We've had wrestle, we've had disappointments there, several of those, and I just think the axe has got together. Through no fault of our own, just things are falling into place. With Biscuithorpe, as you know, the Twitter boys know more than I do about it, but they've got a drone there, and you can see the pads nearly ready. So that indicates spudding soon.
You'd be drilling maybe this month or December?
Well, I don't think it'd be... this month would be a bit optimistic. Maybe the end of the month. Like, we're making a hell of a lot of progress, as people can see.
Yeah, I'm
not sure, but it'll be this year.
Yeah.
We're looking good on Biscuithorpe. Great progress being made. West Newton deal, that will be hopefully drilled in Q1. That's the plan. The Canadians are good. They're not letting any grass grow beneath their feet, that's for sure. They're pretty slick operators, very impressed. We've got a new partner, i.e. in Rehoboth. They're doing a separate type of deal. They're buying a corporate scenario whereby we're farming in. Those guys know what they're doing, and it's really nice to have a company like that to rubber stamp our thoughts. So that means, you know, we're not wild in our assumptions. They've obviously done their homework. They like what they see as well. So, as you said earlier, it's a massive, massive play. It's an actual discovery. 183 billion cubic feet. You couldn't wish for any more. An immediate resource in our books. We booked that immediately. 16.6765%. That's added to us. Infrastructure everywhere. Pipelines all over the place. You've got Centrica, you've got INEOS, you've got people to sell it to within the stone's throw of where the thing is being drilled, the well's being drilled. It's got every... if you were to make the story up, you couldn't do a better job. It's great.
So you've got your drill this year. So obviously that's the first one that's going to catapult you.
Right. And also, hopefully, I'm hoping that we got the meeting with Northlinks Council as well on Ressel.
The way I've read it, Ressel, you should have a result before year end.
We should have.
Council.
We should have. Now, everything, as you know, we've been speaking to the council for 18 months on this, and we haven't had a lot of joy. It went to appeal, and the inspector was, I think he was very fair. He gave a roadmap, a route map of what needed to be done. And I know that Egdon have done over and above what the inspector has asked to be done. So I don't know. It may go through, it may go to appeal. Nothing would surprise me.
Well, it has been a bit of a laborious process for you, but obviously it would be nice if it went through.
Yeah, but, you know, I think
involved.
It's just a matter of time, but it'd be terrific to be able to underline that one now. So we've got, as you say, we've Ressel, which is a great discovery in itself. We've got Pedal 183, which is very good. So we've got three projects. So going back to your question, I think it's just timing where all those three projects have now come into a short time frame.
It definitely has. It's because I've what obviously we've known each other a while now, but it's just this last quarter, you seem to be lining up the ducks. So if you go for this drill in this last quarter, 2018, and then you go into quarter one, 2019, we're going to hear a lot about Union Jack Oil and
Oh,
your
of course you are.
partners.
Yeah, let's hope it's good.
Well, just looking at what, even like you say today, the West Newton gas discovery, you're in there for 16.665%. I'm reading that, but that there on itself, that's one of the biggest ones in the UK, one of the biggest
It would be
licenses in the UK.
one of the biggest. It would be one of the biggest discoveries for sure. Yeah,
Yeah.
without and the CPR, the Deloitte CPR. Tells you that. No,
And obviously, you've been conservative when you come out with the CPR.
that was a rattling CPR, but
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
you have to be.
Yeah, of course.
You know how I operate, but
Yeah,
the
cautiously.
promotional days
Yeah.
are long, long gone. Let's just wait for results.
Yeah.
But we're more than happy.
So for the next 3 to 6 months for you guys, excluding your partners, it must be an exciting time for you.
Oh, of course, one of the most, I think. Probably
Have
the
you?
best time. I've never been involved with a company that's had so much going for it in such a short space of time. However, I revert back. It's taken a long time to get to this position
Yeah, of course, yeah.
through no fault of our own, just circumstance. And it's like probabilities. Eventually, something has to work.
And also the unusual thing about this scenario is, if you're successful and you've got a good possibility of being successful, you'll be well on the radar of other companies, larger companies.
Oh, I hope not.
But it
Well,
is a possibility, because
we'd have a plan B there, I'd like to think we try and be one step ahead. We wouldn't, after all the hard graft we've put in, and if you get a modicum of success with any of these three, you've got yourself a nice mid-tier company with some great cash flow. Let the shareholders benefit from that rather than let somebody else.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, because
Yeah.
you've put all the groundwork in now, but it's just like I said. I don't know. I can see it. Like I can see the
And
dominoes
also,
stacking up.
we've got our commercial partners at Humber Oil. You know that
Yeah.
they. Without those guys, we wouldn't be able to become involved in these big deals, to be honest with you.
And they
So.
seem to be joining in a lot of these projects lately as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Hambroil.
Like if you'd come a year ago and said, how about this project? There's no way in a million years we could have done this alone. So we got two like-minded companies
Yeah.
are really ready to roll, make something happen.
So what would you say to shareholders, people who are looking at Union Jack Oil at the moment, and what would you say to
What
them?
I'd say, obviously, and I'm always going to say this, there's always risk. However, what we've got on our books, we've got three major projects, apart from the modicum of income anyway from Fiskerton, which is a producing field, and Keddington, which is a producing field. But we've got three nice projects, either of which could be a company maker for us. And the risk is balanced in our favour as well. The geological risk for the gas in Newton, West Newton is 100%
Yeah.
risk-free, it's there. The commercial risk is 72. There are some serious odds. You
That is
wouldn't get better than
that
that.
is
You
some
wouldn't
good
get
odds.
better than that at Kempton on a Monday night. These are good.
Yeah, they are. Well, they are good. It's
Biscafort, I hope everyone's right. We appraise the discovery there. So it's just a case of watch your space. We can't do any more, Alex. We've done everything we can. It's just down to the drill bit now.
going to be exciting times ahead for you.
Yeah. Sweating times.
Dave, thanks very much for talking to Share Talk this morning.
Well, at all. Nice to speak to you, Alex, anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you. All the best.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.